Hey man, welcome back to another YouTube video. Don't forget to like, comment, share, subscribe if you want to. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to if you don't want to. You're a grown woman, grown man, you can do whatever you want to do. And sports journalism done took a horrible turn. Y'all seen that thing on Twitter and Instagram with Bleacher Report and ESPN? Really, I think it was mainly ESPN and SportsCenter posting about that false stats. ESPN posting that false stats saying Paul George was like 6-for-40 from the 3-point line. I mean, in clutch time or something like that. And then a dude under it posted him hitting 10 shots in the clutch, at least 10 shots in the clutch. And that's just what he could find. He said it was probably even more than that. That's all he could fit in the video. It's just like, did they even try to even try? Like, really, did they even try to get real stats? 6-for-40. Dude literally probably took 3 minutes to find more clutch stats. You could literally go on a YouTube video and probably look up Paul George highlights, and you could find him hitting more clutch stats than that. That's just absolutely pathetic how bad sports journalism got. And then on top of that, they've been, you know, slime language came out. You know what I'm saying? We all miss it. I ain't gonna say we all, because I don't know who are watching my videos, but not a lot of people, sadly. But you know, people, I listen to Thug, and not a lot of people listen to Thug, but I ain't gonna lie, some of the other dudes on there was trash. But for some reason, ESPN decided to post sign language with a bunch of, you know what I'm saying, like with pictures of Brooklyn or LA, you know what I'm saying, teams, like a bunch of good players together. What does that do with basketball? What correlations does that have to do anything with basketball? I'm just so confused about that. That has absolutely nothing to do with basketball. Without LaMelo and LeBron, sports and ESPN don't know what to do. And that's true. Just seeing like the stuff they be posting, I understand they trying, you know what I'm saying, keep up with the times and trying to have everyone together and all, and trying to, you know what I'm saying, not fall out, because ESPN has fallen out greatly because of Bleacher Report and Hoop Bucket. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of different Twitter and Instagram, Legion, Hoop. There's a bunch of them that you can find that basically does the same thing ESPN does for free. You know what I'm saying? But it's kind of a dead. Like, they always having some super corny stuff. I know they can't. They, you know what I'm saying, they got to be, you know what I'm saying, conservative, and they have to be a certain. They can't say certain things, but Jesus, some of the stuff they be saying be so boring and just so corny. It's like, what happened to remember the old days when ESPN Scott? Remember Scott, man? When they had actual analysts and had people had with energy. What's the dude that used to be like, come on, man? You know what I'm saying? Like, they had people back in the day that made you want to get there and watch it. And you're like, oh yeah, you know who you watching. Like, I'll say the regular color announcers are better than the people that's on a regular ESPN sport. Like, I can't even remember last time I watched it. I think Jonathan Coachman first came on there from WWE. I think that's the last time I really sat there and watched like a whole hour of ESPN, because it's just corny, man. And then Stephen A got like 16,000 shows on there, so that's basically, they just getting carried by like Stephen A. That's all they basically getting carried by, Stephen A and Kellerman. So it's just horrible. Then it's kind of pathetic to watch, man. But it's just a crazy downfall. How it used to be the top thing. Like, you had to watch after you got off of work. You know what I'm saying? After you got home from school, you was gonna watch ESPN all day to watch all the highlights. Now the downfall is just pathetic, because they don't pertain. They don't. The first, sometimes the information not accurate. They just be saying anything. They be just trying to chase a storyline. I mean, at first, people like, okay, this is kind of interesting. But now, as you continue to see the same trend and the same pattern, the same growth, it's literally the same. You see it coming. You see they just trying to do a catchy headline. They chasing the headline. They chasing hot, quote-unquote, hot takes. And I truly believe 80% of the takes that they have, even the analysts don't believe them. They just need that for it, so they can generate some audience, generate some speculation. But if you continue to keep trying to chase that over and 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 over again, it's not going to work. You can't keep trying to chase that same thing. Now they're putting out false stats. At first, they was already stat reaching with them LeBron stats. And he's the only player that's under 31 that averaged 21 points, 7 and 7.6 rebounds, and you know what I'm saying, 6.6 assists with less than 3 turnovers. You know what I'm saying? They used to have some weird stats only on home games in a white jersey. Like, they used to try to have some weird stats that really didn't make any type of sense at all. But I mean, that's why people really don't care for watching ESPN and all that stuff no more. I mean, of course, with the decline of cable too on top of that, but it's just sad to see, because it really is, it's really their own doing per se, because they're trying to chase content instead of creating content. That's the difference between ESPN, SportsCenter, and not Bleach Report does it sometimes. Bleach Report does it a lot. I mean, I say, but that's why Bleach Report became famous, because they created content with the Game of Zones and all that stuff. And then you got all the other avenues and Hoop Legion, and now you got YouTube. You know what I'm saying? You got like B-Ball Breakdown, Hoop Vision. You had Coach Daniel, Dom 2K, you Chris Smooth. You know what I'm saying? Well, Chris Smooth just upload highlights, but you know what I'm saying? Y'all get what I'm saying. They create content. That's what ESPN was known for, was creating content. Now they're just chasing content. See, when you chase content, yeah, you might get viewing here, viewing there, you might bring in, but you're not going to contain a real audience, because as soon as y'all start talking about it, they out of there. But if you creating content, you're going to build a fan base. That's another thing like YouTube and stuff that a lot of YouTubers do, and they make YouTube videos, YouTube channels or whatever. They chase content. They chasing the headline. They chasing what everybody else doing. Yeah, you're going to get some type of audience. You might get a little clout. But when that dies down, now you're trying to chase something else instead of having, if you have a real core audience that sticks with you, that loves what you do and love your energy, love your videos or whatever, they're going to stick with you. They're going to try to stick with you no matter what. You know what I'm saying? That's how you build a real foundation and a real core. But a lot of these people, they just want to chase headlines back. Sad decline. What y'all think about ESPN? What you think that's what's y'all opinion on just the false information that they giving out, the chasing content, the boring content, the corny content? What y'all think? Hey man, say man, amen, say man. All right.
Don't forget, like, share, comment, send voice messages, and don't forget to go to my YouTube. It's gonna be in the description. Hey, Orlando, don't forget to like, comment, share, subscribe, all that to that. Don't forget to go to Instagram if you want to join the podcast on special guest Sundays or Mondays. Don't forget to go Southside Apparel, shop for merch. All right, we y'all on. All right, I'll catch up with y'all.